It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, and I thank each of you for listening today. Returning to our show after a nice vacation is Wendy Cates Dancer. You know, Wendy is a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, and she sees clients at our St. Paul office and also at our White Bear location. She teaches many of our nutrition classes for business groups and nonprofit groups. So, welcome back, my dear.
It's great to be back, Dar. I'm really happy to be back today. This is great. Driving over here to the studio is just wonderful. And the really, really neat thing about being here today is we're discussing one of my favorite topics.
And that would be?
And that would be really the food and mood connection. Like what we eat, how it's connected to our moods. And it can make such an huge impact. And this always brings up the story for me of how I met you.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Which was years ago, absolute years ago. And I was the director of nursing at an assisted living facility in Roseville. Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do.
And I called you up because I had a client that had schizophrenia, had obsessive compulsive disorder, and then she was actually dying of an eating disorder. And we'd had her back and forth to the psychiatric unit like 5 times in 1 year.
Right.
And she'd come back on one more medication. She was on 6 psychotropic medications when you came in and met her.
Right.
And we put her on 5 simple things. We're going to be talking about a lot of them today. And in 2 weeks, her eating disorder was gone.
I know.
It was just amazing. And even her schizophrenia and her obsessive compulsive disorder were better.
It was so interesting going into her room because she had these little
notes everywhere,
all over.
They just yellow sticky notes.
Yellow sticky notes
in every door frame, all over her dining room table.
Yes, but such a nice lady, and so just changing a few things, she started eating again. All those things.
Yeah. So, and that's huge because you know my background, and I've worked in psych nursing for 10 years. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. I would always get frustrated because we would put people on medications that oftentimes had side effects that were worse than what they were dealing with before they started taking the medication. So for me to discover, wow, which is why I'm working with you today, look at what we can do with food.
I know. I think that probably if we look at the field of nutrition, my biggest interest is that food-mood connection. It's just so fascinating to help the brain function better. It's amazing. But people, you know, it's like often when we start a class, you know, we have this class that's called Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods. And we often ask questions at the beginning of the class, like, how many of you find yourself eating a cookie or a muffin or a sugar treat when you're sad? You know, we want to try to help people kind of connect.
Sad or anxious or upset.
Right.
You know, to actually think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Or how many of you know that when you eat certain foods, you can become depressed and anxious? I don't think many people know that.
I don't really connect it. And they don't connect it. So, you know, it may surprise you, actually, that one of the most common reason that people make appointments with us to do therapeutic nutrition is because they have depression or they have anxiety or they can't sleep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times I find most of these people are on medication, but it's not really helping very much.
Or they have this complaint about not feeling like themselves. They feel really weird when they're on medications, both the anti-anxiety and the antidepressants.
Exactly.
And we know that this is becoming just an increasing problem, not only, you know, today. Antidepressants are one of the most prescribed drugs in the United States. 25% of the population will have major depression at some point in their life. I think that statistic is low.
I think it is,
from
too.
What I see.
Yes.
And,
well,
you
at
know,
least from what
I mean, we
see
know
as clients.
That, we know that depression is the number one undiagnosed disease of the elderly.
Yes.
And now I'm hearing from many clients and people that are out there doing therapy, we now have preschoolers being diagnosed with depression.
I know it. So I guess, you know, another question that we always ask people is, what do you think causes your low moods? What is really causing you that those low moods? And how many of you ever have thought that maybe there's a food connection to your low moods? And I don't think a lot of people have thought about that.
No, I don't think they have. But we want them to start thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And research has found that there's an actual biochemical cause for low moods and anxiety. The biochemistry starts with what you're putting in your mouth.
Well, I think a lot of I think a lot of people, because of the fact that these antidepressants have been out there on the market, they kind of connect that there is something going on biochemically in their brain, but they haven't made that connection, right?
Right.
About the
not
food.
Not even a little bit. Yeah. Not even a little bit.
No. So even if you just have a very simple nutritional deficiency, that can affect your mood and anxiety level. You know, sometimes even such little things as a magnesium deficiency, you know, that can cause sleep problems. It can cause depression. It can cause anxiety because magnesium is one of the main minerals that your brain needs.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just amazing. I mean, it's amazing when we give people just like one thing, magnesium.
And they can sleep. And then when they can sleep.
And they can think.
And they can think. And they have less anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. It's wonderful. And we know that, you know, about 2/3, 62% of the population is deficient in magnesium. And we need to look at, well, where do we get it then? We get it from meat. Grass-fed meat, our nuts and seeds, and our green leafy vegetables. So you see that people are eating low fat and low protein are often deficient in magnesium.
So 62% of the population, again, is low in magnesium. So we always say if you're having trouble sleeping, and we've said this many times on the show, you know, add a supplement called magnesium glycinate because it gets absorbed very well and it won't give you diarrhea and some of those side effects. And probably most people like myself, you know, I take 400 magnesium at bedtime. And you really need to get about 8 or 9 hours of sleep every night. And that, when you do that, often your depression lifts, and we know certainly the anxiety lifts just by sleeping.
Yes, just by sleeping.
And what an easy thing.
Ah, yeah, exactly, exactly. I actually have a lady in my class right now, Dar, who took the magnesium to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's actually taking our 6-week weight and wellness series. She just finished, I don't know how many hundreds of miles she rode on her bicycle. Many hundreds.
Okay.
And she said every night she took her magnesium and she did not wake up the next day with, and they were doing, you know, several miles a day.
So she was
70 and some miles. And she said she never had any discomfort in her legs from taking that magnesium every night.
And we know that
getting the good
kind
sleep.
Of another sign that you might be low on magnesium is muscle cramps or foot cramps.
Yeah.
And so even when if you're an athlete and you're riding bikes a lot, you know, you're perspiring, you kind of, you know, you sweat out all your good minerals
all
sometimes.
All the good minerals. Yeah, exactly.
So you have to replenish.
Yeah, exactly.
Very simple.
Exactly.
I mean, it is simple.
It is simple. It is very simple. So if you are eating a lot of refined foods such as bagels, cereal, granola bars, drinking soda, then you are at great risk for being magnesium deficient because not only are you not getting your magnesium, but you're depleting magnesium from your body when you eat these foods.
You know what, Wendy, we have a caller already. Let's move over and take...
Okay, sounds good.
Hi, Marie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question today?
Yeah, I actually have three comments that you're just really hitting some hot buttons with my curiosity. First of all, I wanted to ask you about the magnesium. You had it magnesium, what? You called it magnesium something else?
Glycinate. It's
glycinate?
Yeah. And what that really means is that it's attached to an amino acid. And, you know, we get amino acids from protein. So it's attached to an amino acid and it gets absorbed very well. And that's the kind
okay,
you
brought. Well, I have a comment about that, but I have two other things that I really want to tell you, too.
Okay.
According to the magnesium, or regarding the magnesium, that's really interesting because when I was in my late 30s, early 40s, I had just real high swings of, you know, mood swings. And somebody told me that I needed B-complex, magnesium, and primrose oil. And I started taking those, and it really, it made a huge impact on my mood swings.
That person absolutely knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But also about foods, there's two other things that I wanted to comment on that you said foods can, you know, change your mood or whatever. And I have a nephew that when he was little, if he had his mom had a hard time getting him to drink milk. And so she'd put either chocolate powder or the strawberry powder and give flavored milk. And he would bounce off the walls.
Certainly.
And she doesn't know if it was something, the flavoring or the coloring or what. But she had to keep putting that flavored because he would just be so hyper. And now my daughter, when she was young, she would bounce off the walls if she needed food. She seemed to have.
Yes.
And, she, you know, so many kids, little kids I see in the grocery store or shopping, and they're just acting up and just being wild and
That's
naughty.
That's perfect.
And they're hungry. That's all they are.
That's
the
right.
The parents are spanking
hungry
them
for...
and yelling at them or ignoring them.
Yep.
And sometimes they just need a drink of juice or water or
good
food.
Food.
And my daughter, every time she was naughty, it was usually because she was hungry.
Her blood sugar was down.
And even as an adult, if I notice her getting crabby if we're shopping, I say, it's time to eat. And as soon as she eats, she's fine. So I think it was low blood sugar or whatever it was. You know, food is so important. And, you know, I just wonder if there's any connection with the kids that, you know, all these kids that are diagnosed with, you know, with attention deficit.
Yes.
I always wonder, do they just need some food?
Well,
you know,
we think so.
Well, that's right. And we think some food that doesn't have colors in it and dyes and all
sugar.
That.
Sugar.
Like
yeah,
sugar.
Real food. Not fast food and not, you know, stuff out of the box all the time. Some real food.
Some real food. In fact, we have a show coming up in September, and we're going to talk about that. Kids that have ADD, ADHD, and the effects of food on those conditions and how much better they can get. You're so insightful.
It's wonderful talking to you, Marie, because you've obviously connected the dots between the food and your mood. So, excellent.
It certainly made a difference. And, you know, the vitamin deficiency. And sometimes I think women taking all this, you know, junk for mood swings and stuff, and I think they're just lacking vitamins or just good food.
Exactly.
You know?
So, Marie,
you got it.
We're going to have to go.
Thank you so much for calling.
That's a great call. Thank you. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, an organization specializing in therapeutic nutrition. CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant found naturally in your body and is essential for health of virtually all your tissues and organs. Deficiencies of CoQ10 may arise for many reasons. You know, it can occur because you lack vitamins such as B6. You know, perhaps you have a genetic problem and you can't make CoQ10. Or I think more common is it is a side effect of a certain medication. You know, after break, Wendy's going to talk about some health problems that can occur when you are deficient in CoQ10. So questions today, 651-641-1071.
Hello?
Kim, it's Sarah. I was thinking of you today, and I thought I'd try giving you a call. Are you sick? You sound different.
No, I've been meaning to call you. Remember I told you about the panic attack I had? Well, I've had more since then.
What? That's scary. What happens?
I hyperventilate, get shaky, and even cry. They make me want to hide from everything and everyone. Now I'm having trouble sleeping. I wake up in the middle of the night with cold sweats, and my heart feels as if it's going to burst out of my chest.
Oh, how can I help?
I don't know what to do.
You know, I listen to this show every Saturday on FM 107.1 called Dishing Up Nutrition. The host, her name is Dar, is a licensed nutritionist at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I've heard her talk about helping people overcome anxiety by changing their diets. Why don't you call and talk to them about these panic attacks? It's worth a try, isn't it?
Anxiety doesn't have to rule your life. For your anti-anxiety plan, learn more at weightandwellness.com or call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Before we went on break, we were discussing the benefits of CoQ10. Should we try that again?
Yes.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And we're having a discussion today about foods and moods, how your food is connected with your mood and vice versa. And before we went on break, we were actually talking about the benefits of CoQ10.
Which is a nutrient that you find in your body, basically.
Your body makes it, but sometimes our CoQ10 can get depleted. Mm-hmm. It's naturally made in our liver. The same liver enzyme that makes cholesterol also makes CoQ10. So when we're taking statins, which are a type of cholesterol-lowering medication, Lipitor, Zocor, these statins actually block this liver enzyme from making cholesterol. But a negative side effect is that they also block the production of CoQ10. So we recommend taking CoQ10 if you are taking a statin medication to lower your cholesterol. It's essential. And in Europe, they actually have added their CoQ10 right to the statin medications to avoid the negative side effects of lack of CoQ10.
Yeah, that's right. So, Wendy, let's take a couple of callers here.
Okay, great.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question?
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
I listen to you guys every week, and the show is fascinating.
Thank
First
you.
Of all, I wanted to say that. I was listening to you talk about magnesium myconate. I was wondering if you have a particular brand name or where to purchase that to get a good quality medication.
Well, we certainly have magnesium glycinate at all of our offices, but, mm-hmm. you know, other places that you can buy that are any chiropractic office. I think almost all of them carry a magnesium, or most of them will carry a magnesium glycinate. And I think a few other stores do, but it is more difficult to find. Mm-hmm. It really is.
So you do have it available at your office, huh?
Yeah, we do.
I've been thinking about taking a class, but here's my major concern is I drink caffeine and diet soda, which I'm sure so many people do. Are you going to make me stop drinking that if I take a class to help myself with that kind of a deal?
No,
is
we'll
there
just
any way you can have those things?
We'll encourage you to not drink diet soda, but coffee you can go ahead and keep taking.
Yeah, we don't make people do anything.
If I have the sleep issues and
yeah.
the mood
no,
things,
I think once
stuff,
you.
But I drink diet pop and I drink coffee, and I'm like, are they going to make me stop drinking that?
Well, no. What we're actually going to do, Karen, is we're going to show you the science behind what you're doing and show you the biochemistry, and we're going to give you knowledge for you to make your own decision about that.
Okay, I'm going to take a class. That does it.
Yeah, you can come. and we won't make it tough on you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for calling. That's really cute.
I think I want to Wendy, I want to just take one more call here.
Okay, absolutely.
And, hi, Cindy. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. Cindy?
Oh, hi.
Hi there.
I just have a question. I have a daughter who's 25 years old, mm-hmm. and she's she works out and she eats healthy, and she is plagued by panic attacks and anxiety. She functions well, but, you know, she gets blindsided by these panic attacks, and it seems to be getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering, would she benefit from the magnesium, or is there...
I think she would benefit from the magnesium. She probably would benefit from a nutritional consultation, too, because... You know, sometimes it depends on what people mean when they say they eat healthy. I think, you know, I don't know if you were listening to the lady that called in before about, you know, when kids' blood sugar drops, they get, you know, anxious in the grocery store. Sometimes people have to eat every 1.5 to 2 hours, even as adults. But they have to eat some kind of protein and some kind of
fat
and sometimes maybe a little bit of fruit so that they keep their blood sugar balanced. Some of us are just more prone to blood sugar problems. So I think that, you know, and just teaching her that, and sometimes when people work out a lot, they need more food in order to balance that blood sugar.
She does work out a lot.
Yeah, and that could be part
of it. Does she eat frequently? You know, the frequent small meals, magnesium helps balance our blood sugar too. So probably both of those things. And then I also, like Dar, would really recommend a consultation to make sure we don't have something else going on.
Okay, now, how does she, do you guys have a link?
Yeah, it's
on the FM 107 website, or I just tuned in.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, our website is weightandwellness.com.
Weightandwellness.com.
And it's all spelled out.
Okay. And, all right. Thank you very much.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you for calling.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye.
So maybe, you know, maybe as long as we're just to kind of answer up on that call a little bit,
because
you know, I think a lot of young people, teenagers, they get into this idea that – they don't eat meat. You know, for some reason they, you know, they just stop eating meat. And we know that that's where you get magnesium and zinc and some of
all
those
our
other minerals.
And then they don't eat fats because, or nuts, because they're full of fat.
Yes. And then they're eating a lot of cereal
and pasta.
Mm-hmm. And we know that that leaches minerals out of your system. So then what happens is we get anxious, moody young women.
Yeah, we do.
You know, just kind of amazing, isn't it? So
it is amazing. Should we take another call?
Yep,
we got lots of callers here. So,
hi, Helen. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi. Someone asked a question about the glycinate again, and I got my answer. But you know what? I'm starting a new job on Monday, and needless to say, I feel like it's the day before I got married. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
can you
interesting.
Suggest anything?
Just as stressful. Huh? So you
pure
know,
bliss, actually.
So how about? So yeah, I think if you take some magnesium glycinate to kind of calm your anxiety, and maybe take 400 to you know at bedtime, like Sunday night. Are you starting this new job on Monday?
I take 500 at night of magnesium. But it says magnesium oxide.
Well, that does not get absorbed. And that's what we've been trying to tell people.
Okay.
That form of magnesium does not get absorbed. Oh. So, you know, all it's going to do is give you diarrhea if you take enough of it. So I think get a different form.
Get the glycinate.
And then it'll
work
for
get some
you.
Glycinate, and then you'll be able to, you know, relax and manage that.
Okay.
Those pre-job jitters.
Yeah.
Okay. That's for sure.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Well,
all
good
right.
luck on your new job, Helen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
So I think what we probably should do is take a quick break, and then you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, a company specializing in life-changing nutrition education. Now, we have many great classes coming up next week. Christina will be teaching Foods to Build Happy Focus Kids. That's Tuesday night in White Bear Lake, and it's from 6:30 to 8:30. Now, a nice thing that's going to happen, people who sign up for the class will be getting a special bonus, a free CD based on the book Feed Your Kids Well, How to Help Your Child Lose Weight and Get Healthy. This CD is a presentation about a book by Dr. Fred Pescatore. He's a traditionally trained physician that specializes in nutrition medicine. And he is kind of internationally recognized as a health and nutrition expert. And the instructor for the Foods to Build Happy Focus Kids is Christina Swigert. Christina is a licensed nutritionist. She's a mother of two small children. And she has got lots of great ideas for healthy meals and snacks. You know, she comes from it from a nutritional point of view, and she comes from it from a parent point of view. So we encourage adults and older children to come and to sign up. Today, call 651-699-3438, or you can look on our website. We'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Wendy Kate Stancer, registered nurse, and I'm here with Darlene Kavis, licensed nutritionist, and we are discussing the role that food plays in creating good moods. We want good moods. I want to point out that we have many other classes coming up this week. It's just going to be a great week at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. On Tuesday night from 6:30 to 8:30, Leslie will be teaching a class about digestive health called Gut Reaction. And this is just a really key class if you're looking at being healthy. She can answer all your digestive health questions, so make sure you come with lots of questions. And then in White Bear, we have our all-time favorite, Jumpstart Your Metabolism. That's what a class I think we started with years ago.
Yes, it is.
But it's still a great class. Wednesday night at 6:30 to 8:30, and Anna will be teaching and laughing with you the whole time. Anna loves to laugh. On Thursday night in Wayzata, we are offering balanced foods for balanced moods, and that's a great class for you to jump in if you have any issues about food and mood with what we're talking about here on the radio today. If you're feeling a little down, when you arrive, your teacher, Mary, will have you happy and feeling hopeful by the time you leave. To learn more about these and other classes, please go to our website, weightandwellness.com. To sign up for any of these classes today, don't put it off. Call 651-699-3438. 3438. And if you have any questions for Dar and I today, we're talking about food and moods, 651-641-1071. And we already have lots of callers, so we're going to jump right in and we're going to take a caller.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show. You have a question
Hi.
Today?
How are you today?
Great, Donna. How are you?
I'm so glad to get a hold of you. I'm calling about my relative who...
We all have one of those, by the way.
Several. But this one in particular, you know, is very stressed, and she also suffers from, and I think this is why she's stressed and has no energy, is liver disease.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if what type of diet maybe would be able to help her in her exhaustion.
Right.
And at the same time, not do any more damage to the liver.
Well,
I've never heard of KQ10 either.
Oh, CoQ10. CoQ10 supports the liver tremendously, helps to support the heart muscle, and it supports all your organs. So CoQ10, it certainly would be
a good thing,
a supplement for her. But I think looking at food, you know, she needs to eat really grass-fed meat, a good, you know, something that doesn't have any chemicals or any hormones in it if she has the liver disease. And then lots of vegetables and more organic vegetables and organic fruits, and probably a good amount of healthy fats like avocados and olive oil and butter and those things. And as much as possible, eating organic foods and no chemicals.
Yeah, because your liver, it stresses out your liver to have to clean out all those chemicals and things like that. So she wants good, clean food to support her liver.
She wanted to try taking a protein shake, and I really was nervous about her doing that without consulting her physician.
Well, I think that, you know, maybe should, she, you know, again, if she's
depends
in the
on
area,
the protein.
She should maybe come in for an appointment. Maybe that would be good and maybe would not be good. It really depends on the quality of the protein powder and what it's made out of. So
yeah.
I think, you know, and often physicians don't really know this information, not like nutritionists that work with people all the time. So
yeah, I agree.
I think it's more of a food question and more of a nutrition question. So we'd be happy to see her. We see people with liver problems, you know, not all the time, but frequently. So this is something that we would deal with. So
I'm going to do that.
All right.
Okay, Donna. Well, thank you for calling for your relative.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
So, Wendy, I think what we're going to do is we're going to take, like, one more call.
Okay, good.
Hi, Julie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question about your daughter?
I do. Well, first of all, I'm going to get her some of that magnesium because she's cranky.
All right.
She's a huge pasta eater. I mean, that's all. She's like the carb queen, and she's got about her body fat's probably 14% or something crazy like that. But what I've noticed is her acne has gotten really bad in the last 5 months. And prior to that, it was really good for about a year. And then prior to that, it was really bad. We've been to a dermatologist and all this stuff. But the one thing that I was thinking, you know, because I think, what is she eating? What is she doing differently? It was so bad, it almost looked like a rash.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's probably
she
pasta.
Had braces. She just got her braces off in February.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not eat popcorn during her whole braces deal of a year.
Yep.
And
okay.
That's when her face was so clear. So what she eats is this home-style favorite microwave popcorn. Could that possibly be causing these problems?
Certainly, because it's got trans fats, I'm sure, and popcorn turns into sugar. So she's getting a double whammy, and that doesn't work for her skin.
Okay, so she should cut that popcorn out completely or just microwave popcorn?
I think if she could cut it out completely. And then, you know, watch the other carbs, too. You said she's a carb queen. I mean, all of that stuff turns into sugar. So, you know, if she could get some, you know, good fats and some meat to get some minerals. I mean, zinc so supports our skin. And,
and she's also, she is like the queen of, I can't believe it's not butter spray.
Yeah.
I can't
get
her to eat
the
butter.
Terrible stuff. Hey, bring her, you know, I don't know where you live, but if you're near White Bear, come to that healthy kids class because we talk a lot about other things, just not about focus. And I think have her come and hear it from, you know, from a professional. Christina is a great presenter and she'll make her feel very comfortable. So.
And I've had a session with Christina myself. So I really like her.
Yes,
and, you know, she's taken health in school and she watched that movie Supersize.
Yes.
And, I mean, she will not eat at a McDonald's or a Burger King because she was so
grossed out
by that movie.
But
so
she is getting just as bad as stuff.
Yeah, and the popcorn and the,
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think she understands about the popcorn. So we'll get her over there. And
okay.
And that's on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's on Tuesday, yes.
All right, great.
Tuesday evening. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. So I think we can take one more caller before
we take a break.
All
right, then let's do it.
Diane, welcome to the show. You have a question today?
I do, and thank you so much for your show. I've learned so much from it.
Thank you.
One of the things I've learned is taking fish oil, which is why I can remember the two questions that I have.
That's right.
All right. I like that.
Well, the first one is I've been on Lipitor since I was 43. I started very young, hereditary kind of thing. So, and I have been struggling for about 5 years with a little low-grade depression.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, when you talked about, and it sounded like Kokomo to me, so I know it's not that.
No.
But when you were talking about that, and I heard what you said to eat, well, I eat very, very well. So I'm, you know, I've been doing all that stuff for a long time.
What?
Is there a supplement
Yes, there is. And you probably are deficient in CoQ10, because if you've been on Lipitor that long, you've probably blocked your CoQ10 production. And so you might be having little achy muscles, or you might be a little more fatigued.
Oh, that was my second question.
Yeah, you're more fatigued.
And
so,
low energy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's just started, though, because I'll tell you what. I work out with weights 3 days a week, and I walk at least five. And I still can wake up, even though I'm on magnesium and have been for about 3 years because of your show. I take multivitamins. I take calcium. I take fish oil. Plus eating well. And I still will get muscle cramps
right.
to the point that I wake up, you know, and have to spend a half an hour working them out. And it's like, I don't get this. You know, what can I do? And
add a couple hundred milligrams of CoQ10 and try that. And make sure you're taking at least 400 milligrams of magnesium, if not 600.
Oh, I take 600.
Okay.
And you're taking what kind? Of magnesium.
The kind you said.
The glycinate?
I won't give anybody a clue, but I buy it at a place much like yours.
Yep.
You're just not handy for me, and this place is.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, how do you spell CoQ10?
It's
C-O-Q-10. Q, and then the number 10.
Oh, well, that's easy enough. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Diane.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
So, we do need to take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I want to share just a little bit more information about CoQ10. Because it's so beneficial. And CoQ10 has been shown to lower blood pressure. In fact, personally, I take 200 milligrams of CoQ10 to keep my blood pressure down, and it lowers your blood pressure by about 10, 15 points. It also, and this is another reason that I take CoQ10, it prevents periodontal disease, gum disease. So it's very supportive for gums, and, you know, you don't get those deep pocketings and the gum swelling and the redness. Lots of things that CoQ10 helps with. Any more questions today? 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. As long as we've been discussing brain health, I want to share the results of several studies about the benefits of CoQ10 with Parkinson's disease. A study of 80 untreated Parkinson's patients showed that patients who received larger doses of CoQ10, about 1,200 milligrams a day, had a 44% less decline in their mental function, their movement, and their ability to carry out daily functions. That's phenomenal.
And usually, you know, for like myself, I take 200 milligrams. And usually if people are on a statin medication, I recommend 100 to 200. And so 1,200 is a lot of CoQ10.
It is. Yes,
but
it
has some kind of impact. So, you know, again, I want to share some other, you know, I think we should have a two-hour show today.
Yeah,
you know,
should.
Because we've got
lots of callers.
But I want to share some other kind of scientific articles about a profound effects. Another one of our favorite supplements has on brain health. And a great deal of research is coming out about therapeutic benefits of omega-3 fish oil in the area of neurological development. So in schizophrenia and personality disorders and Alzheimer's, all kinds of brain function problems.
Exactly. And researchers from the Oxygen Research Center of Melbourne, Australia, found that fish oil had a dramatically beneficial effect on preventing, I said preventing, schizophrenia in those that were very vulnerable to the disease.
So this is simple. Take two fish oil supplements or soft gels daily, dramatically reduce the percentage of those that at-risk individuals developing the psychosis.
Isn't that's amazing. That's mm-hmm. amazing. Exactly. Well, we need to get to our callers, right,
okay.
Dar? We've got
great.
A whole line full there. So,
welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition, Mary.
Oh, hello. I just happened to get onto this radio station purely by accident. I never listened to FM, and I was just really happy to hear about your program.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Yeah,
this is great.
I didn't know what the number was. I called a different number, and they gave me this number. But I'm 75 years old, and I am pre-diabetes, and I have peripheral neuropathy in my feet.
Yes.
And I haven't met anyone that has this problem, and so I'm kind of out there all by myself, and I'm taking Gabapentin. Gabapentin.
Okay.
I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Is that a diabetic drug or a pre-diabetic drug?
Well, it's supposed to stop the creepy feeling in my legs.
No, I don't know that prescription.
Okay.
But...
And I have kind of a feeling underneath my toes, like there's little cuts underneath my toes.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't. I just listened to my doctor. He's in internal medicine. And I said, well, what is this caused by? And he said, well, you have nerve damage. He said, did you ever freeze your feet? I said, no. Did you ever wear tight shoes when you were a teenager? Well, maybe I did for a month or so, and then I threw the shoes away. But I said, could it have been from chemotherapy? And he said, yes. I had colon cancer in 1985,
okay.
And I had 12 inches taken out of my colon, but I'm perfectly healthy now, except that I am pre-diabetes.
Okay, so then what you're asking actually is, what can you do to help with this neuropathy? And we do see a lot of people with neuropathy all the time. And so when you look at this, you have to say, okay, what's going to help the circulation better to your feet? And that would have to be omega-3 fish oil, which is also...
I take that.
Okay, do you take like four to six a day?
I take two, and then I also have regular cod liver oil that I take.
Okay.
It has a lemon flavor to it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
A teaspoon of that. But I think you could bump up that amount of omega-3s. And then for diabetic neuropathy or any kind of neuropathy, there's a supplement that's called alpha-lipoic acid. And
would
that is...
Please spell that for me.
Alpha, you know, A-L-P-H-A.
Uh-huh.
Lipoic is L-I-P-O-I-C acid. And that is you have to have a very good quality of alpha lipoic acid, and that often helps with some people with neuropathy. And you have to make sure that you're not eating sugar or processed grains or any of those things.
Where do I buy that?
I mean, we have it at our offices. You know, a good, like a chiropractor would have a good quality.
My granddaughter just became a chiropractor.
Well, okay. She can get it for you.
Yeah, she can get it for you. So, I mean, those are the places to. And those are some of the things, you know, but again, we work with a lot of people with neuropathy, so we have a lot of ideas for you.
Yeah, and do you really believe that that it could be caused by chemotherapy?
Certainly, certainly, certainly.
But this happened in 1985.
I know, but that's, you know, those things happen, so. Oh, but you know what? We appreciate the call, but we have to kind of take a quick break here. So, you know, if you want to give us another call, our office number is 651-699-3438, and we'd be happy to talk longer and answer any questions. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Today, so many people have developed insulin resistance, and this is what this lady is talking about, leaving them with unstable blood sugars. And many low moods or anxiety attacks occur when blood sugar drops. And we talked about that before. So, again, if you have questions today, well, I know we're kind of running out of time, but our number here is 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Usually, if you have blood sugar drops during the day, you will have cravings for sugar. Maybe a muffin, a soda, a candy bar, or you might feel tired and irritable. Does this happen to you around 10 a.m. or maybe between 3 to 4 in the afternoon?
Sometimes low blood sugar levels bring along anxiety, attacks, and more cravings for sugar. So lots of different things affect mood. You know, so let's talk about some things that we can actually do to help our children and help our grandchildren prevent depression, anxiety, you know, these other psychoses like schizophrenia. And I think our grandmother may have known best. You know, a teaspoon of cod liver oil each day and a serving of sardines. And now maybe you're not going to get the kids to eat the sardines, but you could do a couple of teaspoons of fish oil or a couple of soft gels of omega-3s.
And something as simple as fish oil to prevent moods and depression and anxiety and schizophrenia. This is just amazing.
You know, just another piece of information, a more powerful story about fish oil. A recent article in the American Journal of Psychiatry found that 2 to 4 grams, that's 2 to 4 soft gel of the fish oil, lower depression scores of people with bipolar disorder. You know, some of the recent studies have found that higher levels of fish oil actually are even more effective than the medication that people are taking for bipolar.
And that's
amazing.
Fascinating. Yeah, and some of those meds have very severe side effects. And here we have another piece of research from Neuroscience Letter 2007. Omega-3 fatty acids created beneficial changes in the area of the brain that regulates emotions.
So interesting. Fat regulates emotions. Who would ever think that the oil from a fish would regulate your emotions? Amazing.
So now we understand that there's a strong biochemical connection to our low moods and our anxiety. Even our children are at risk.
You know, a report in the Journal of Pediatrics found that 1% of children's diets meet all the dietary requirements.
1%?
1%.
That means 99% are out there not having their dietary needs
met. Exactly.
So subclinical vitamin and mineral deficiency in children can cause irritability, mood, behavior problems, depression, anxiety, sleep problems. And we know, don't we, Dar, that real food, protein, good carbohydrates, and good fats balance our moods.
So food can be the solution to your low mood, or foods can be the problem. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Dar.